I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. With states across the country continuing to battle COVID-19, a new concern is emerging: the rise of vaccine-preventable diseases in children. Because of the pandemic, some parents have hesitated to take their children to the doctor, which means fewer kids may be getting routine vaccines for things like measles, chickenpox, whooping cough, or meningitis. A recent study from the CDC showed that after the coronavirus was declared a national emergency, there in fact was a decrease in the ordering and the administering of non-influenza childhood vaccines. So the CDC is urging local, state, and federal officials to coordinate efforts to catch up fast to help prevent outbreaks of these diseases in communities across the U.S., which are already reeling from COVID-19 infections. Dr. Sarah Siddiqui is with me to talk about all this. She's a doctor of pediatric and adolescent medicine at NYU Langone Huntington Medical Group. Dr. Siddiqui, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate The Takeaway and making sure that we get the message across.
So let's talk about, what is the message? What are you seeing, and what do you think has to be conveyed to parents right now?
So the CDC reporting that the decrease in ordering and administration of vaccinations in March and April of this year as compared to the same time last year, and a decrease of 60%, is a significant decrease and a very big concern for pediatricians and all primary care doctors that take care of children. When we hear something like this, we definitely get very worried that we may be seeing an emergence of a vaccine-preventable disease in the time of COVID, which would be horrible. What we're trying to do is make sure that parents understand that even though they may be undergoing lockdown or they shouldn't be leaving their houses for a certain period of time, it's important to maintain contact with your pediatrician and your primary care doctor. It's important to talk to them about vaccinations that may be coming up, and it's important to make sure that they stay on schedule. We do have safety measures in place throughout the country to make sure that visits to the office or even outside the office are taking place to ensure vaccinations are given in a timely manner.
I mean, 60% decrease is a huge decrease in vaccine administrations and ordering of vaccines. So are you seeing parents yourself who are afraid to go to the doctor?
Absolutely. So in New York, where I practice, and when we were undergoing the lockdown, the severe lockdown, we were still in the office seeing patients, but nobody was coming in. And we knew that this was a huge issue. The American Academy of Pediatrics, even at that time, had suggested for pediatricians to remain open so that we may continue giving vaccines and important well care checks for newborns, infants, and children to make sure that they're maintaining their vaccine status and also their developmental checks that we do in the office. That's also so important.
Doctor, I am a new mother myself. I have a baby, and the two times that I have left the 5-block radius that I've confined myself to in these 5 months was to take my son in for vaccines. And I will be honest, we did it, and it was terrifying because of the pandemic. How do you get across to your own patients that, despite the fear, this is something that they really have to make sure they do?
So first of all, congratulations to you. And
thank you.
Yes, we do have many safety measures in place. But first of all, I want to say that it's so important to come into the office or to talk to your pediatrician so that we may advise you of what safety measures we have in place. So we're trying to do our part in making sure everybody's safe, but we really want to make sure that at least there's communication with your pediatrician. So you can make a phone call, you can do a video visit. We can discuss your fears with you so that we can make it as easy as possible for you to come in and get those important vaccines and visits.
One of the other things to consider, Doctor, and I hope you can help us understand this a little bit better, is that vaccines come or have to be taken in sort of a series, right? They have to be taken at a certain time in order for them to be effective. I guess the question I have is, what if a child began a series of shots before the pandemic? Parents were concerned about going out during the pandemic. Maybe they may have stopped that course of vaccines do they have to start again? Like, where do parents go if they, you know, may have started something and missed something during the pandemic?
So this is a very common question that you're asking. The schedule that's in place for the vaccinations is a set schedule, and that's the best studied schedule. So we do advise to always try to remain on that schedule. If, however, and there are many circumstances, in the current one is a circumstance that this happens in, there is a slight delay in the vaccine schedule or the vaccine series, you can pick up where you left off, and there is not a need to restart the series. We do have a way that we schedule the visit so that the catch up is a little bit quicker, but we always maintain the standards of the time between each vaccine placement. So we have a set schedule, and we also have a catch up schedule that we call it. That's a standard schedule as well that we discuss with you, and we can make sure that you're still properly protected, but we need to communicate with you. We need to make sure that you're communicating with us so we can get you in on in a timely manner and have you caught up.
We've been talking also a lot about what's going to happen in the fall. Doctor, if children are able to start congregating again and we have this vaccine lapse, what are your concerns? I mean, will unvaccinated children be able to start school at all, or is this a case-by-case basis?
So this is why it's really important to continue the conversation with your pediatrician. We do advise that you start calling now because we don't know what's going to happen in the fall. We do know that there are some areas that are opening up and camps are starting to be in session depending on your local and state Department of Health recommendations. So we can work with you and make sure that you've at least started a series or have begun the vaccination process so that it doesn't cause a delay and in your school entrance. Of course, it's very important that we mention that we should be up to date on our vaccinations when school starts, but if that's not the case and you're in the middle of a series, you will still be able to start school. We just want to make sure that the series have begun.
Also, curious about whether or not parents who are deciding to keep their kids at home, for example, still need to make sure they have their children up to date on vaccines.
Yes, absolutely. So the one vaccine that I really mention quite a bit and make sure that people understand is the measles vaccine. So here in New York in 2018 and 2019, we did have one of the highest measles cases in the country. That scared all of us. Measles is very contagious. It's one of those diseases that is even farther than the 6 feet of exposure. It really is a difficult disease to contain once it's out in the open. And if we have decreased vaccination rates, even if children aren't returning to school, but just being in the community, you can be exposed and spread and have a pocket of increased incidence in this disease. So it's so important that we continue to vaccinate and continue to decrease the chances of that happening.
Doctor, before we let you go, I have to ask about this global rush to create a COVID-19 vaccine. Do you know where that stands?
So I do know that there are many venues in place that are currently working on a vaccine. A vaccine, when developed or during development, goes through many, many different phases of trials and research. So I have been hearing some concerns from parents regarding a vaccine that's approved for children. So right now, I believe they're working on vaccines for adults, and that it is important to understand that a vaccine does go through a thorough vetting and research and development process before it's approved in adults as well as children. So it's going to take time.
Well, we hope. Yeah. I know a lot of people are hoping that that time is shortened as much as it can be. Dr.
Yes.
Sarah Siddiqui is a pediatric and adolescent medicine doctor at NYU Langone Huntington Medical Group. Dr. Siddiqui, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.